Today's episode is brought to you by Emco Beauty. Affordable, luxe for less, and cruelty-free beauty with every product under $50. Amazing, right?
We don't have time for this.
We'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land where we make this podcast, the Garigal and the Gadigal people. We pay our respects to all First Nation elders, past, present, and emerging.
What are you wearing on the weekend?
I don't know yet.
No, neither do I.
I've decided that later me can cross that bridge.
Classic gem.
DLs, Rebs and I are very excited because we have our golden ticket girls lunch with six DLs
this weekend. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's been so fun. We've got a group chat going, high vibes. Everyone's very excited. A couple of DLs are flying in. We're just going to have the best time.
And for anyone who has completely missed the memo and is wondering, what the hell is the golden ticket girls lunch? If you're a subscriber of our podcast, we are doing monthly giveaways, and to launch our new subscription show, More Time For This, we decided to go big.
Yeah, we wanted to do something real Willy Wonka. And we did. We picked six DLs out of the subscribers, and we're going to have a big blowout lunch.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. So pumped. Randomly, all of them have a two-year-old.
Stop it.
Yes. Did you, like, in the group chat?
I'm not good in group chats.
I know. I really thought you'd step it up for the ladies, though.
I did at the start.
I was like, Jem's going to bring it because this isn't just another group chat. This is like the Golden Girls.
Okay. I started strong.
Yeah, you did. And then you fizzled.
I've fizzled out.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm loving the chat about who's wearing what.
Yes.
I do heart things, Revs.
But yeah, that's not participation.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
I'm there. I'm engaging in their content.
Well, to catch you up.
Thank you.
Every single DL that got chosen for this lunch has a two-year-old. So there's a lot of common dismay with life, you know? They're all like, well, my fucking two-year-old. It's great. I think we're the ones with the oldest kids.
We're the grannies of the group.
We're like the big sisters.
Love that for us.
Anyway, it's going to be super, super fun. Oh, and yeah, obviously if you want to get in on the next giveaway, it's coming up. So, you know, subscribe.
Yeah. Either on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It's all there waiting for you. And you can just be in the draw and do absolutely nothing and you might get picked.
Oh, good. Let's do the free show.
We have a thousand things to do, but we'd rather chat to you with emails and meetings and husbands and kids. We don't have time for this. Just what you need. Two basic bitches with a podcast.
Hello and welcome to We Don't Have Time For This. I'm your host, Gemma Pranita, a.k.a. Gemma Peanut on the gram, along with my co-host,
Kate Reeves.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Look, it's not that happy for us.
DLs. Oh, I was putting on a front.
Big front. Mm. Like, Gem and I try really hard to mask our extreme exhaustion all the time because we're like, that's not a fun podcast to listen to. We're all tired anyway. You don't want to then get on your favorite podcast and be like, oh, they're tired. Oh, low vibes.
This morning was a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
And it can get in the bin.
It can.
But I'm here and I'm actually wired.
Well, we may have overcompensated on caffeine.
It's true.
We've eaten. Mm-hmm. We've double dosed the caffeine. We've drunk water, sort of. Jem's drunk a lot for her, which is two sips. And we're trying to fight it, but wow, what a morning. Neither of us slept last night.
I think sometimes it's okay to acknowledge.
Yeah.
That we are running on half a cylinder,
a tenth of fumes. We're rolling down the hill in neutral.
Yep. That's us today. But you know what? We're still going to bring you a great episode, DL.
Yeah. Jem, tell them. Tell them about your night and morning.
Even Revs had to rescue me a little bit today.
Yeah.
So last night I had both kids in bed. They both started in their own beds. It started with Iggy coming in, waking me up, saying, I'm scared. I was like, get in bed. Don't talk. Roll over and go to sleep. He went to sleep. That was fine.
Scared of what? Sleep?
I said that. I was like, buddy, there is nothing to be scared of. He's like, I'm scared of the dark. Yeah, anyway.
But I remember that.
I try and extend empathy, all that stuff. Anyway, an hour later, I'm itchy. His eczema's bothering him. Oh. So I go and get a cream, top up his wounds.
Yep.
And then he goes to sleep. And then Rafa comes in. Now, she comes in and is just arranging shit around me. You know, when you can just hear someone being busy.
And what time is this?
At this point, we're at 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, cool, 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 cool. This is awesome for me. And she's brought in all of her snugglies and she's arranging their beds in my bed. And then she brought her unicorn nightlight, which is big. and hard. And I'm like, I'm going to roll over and bang my head into this nightlight. So she's busying away doing that. And at one point I was like, lie down or get out and go into your own room.
Yeah.
Like, I do not have time for this.
I don't even care if you're up at this point, but just get out of my room.
So then she like cocoons into bed, but she's a hot water bottle. She's a furnace actually. And she has to be touching me. And I'm like, get off me. You know, I'm like cliffhangering off the edge of my bed, mm-hmm. barely surviving the night. And then at 3:30 a.m. I hear, Mama. And I'm like, I literally said, what now? Mm. And Iggy goes, I wee-weed in your bed.
Oh, wait, you had both of them in your bed then?
I had both of them in my bed.
Oh. So when Rafa was organizing, Iggs was already in there?
Oh, yeah. But he was asleep.
Oh, he doesn't get bothered by the business.
No.
Oh, my God, Jem.
Yeah. So then, I'm like, all right, everyone out, stripping the bed. And then they're like, I don't want to sleep in my room. I'm like, get back into my bed. I don't care. But no one talk. No talking. No moving. I don't even want to hear you breathe. Then they clamber back into bed and I've got no bedding. And I'm like, fucking, if anyone pisses, I'm going to lose it because we're on bare mattress at this point.
Oh, my God.
And
it's sharehouse vibes.
Yeah.
It's like London sharehouse in the early 2000s totally. Where no one can afford rent, so you share a bed.
Now, by this point, it's 4 a.m. And then I'm like, okay, I'm wired because I've yelled. I'm angry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
And you're just past it totally. At this point. You're full of rage.
My cells have awoken. And then I'm lying there and I'm like, okay, I'm going to listen to a sleep meditation.
Great.
Suddenly it's 5 a.m. I'm still awake. So then I put Formula One, which normally puts me to sleep. I just put on an episode of Drive to Survive. Suddenly I'm so tuned into that. And then it's my alarm went off at 10 to 6 to go to Pilates.
Okay.
Yeah. That was my morning.
Did your husband have a lovely sleep?
He had a lovely sleep. I walked into his room and I went, I'm really emotional. He's like, what? Hello? Good morning? I'm like, I had both kids up with me last night. I got 2.5 hours of sleep. I need you to handle the kids. I am going to Pilates. And he's like, okay, babe. And I just marched out the door.
Yeah, well, you can handle that when you've had a night's sleep.
Yeah. He needs to handle it. Anyway, so I went to Pilates. Pilates was good. Came home.
Good on you for showing up to Pilates. Dude, I would have gone scratch that.
I know, but like I paid.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I could
have. Accountability.
I paid and I was due to pick someone else up and give them a lift.
All right.
I wasn't going to let her down.
Yep. Okay.
So I went to Pilates, came home, blah, 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 blah. Got the kids ready, got out the door, took Iggy to kindy, and then he's doubled over in pain with his stomach. And I get called back. Teachers like need to take him home. He's not right. He's not himself. And I agree.
Yeah.
He was not himself. He could not stand tall. He needed to be bent over.
Fetal position.
Yeah, because his tummy was hurting. And then, of course, the kindy teacher's like, you know, gastro's going around. I'm like, yeah,
fabulous.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure it is. It always is. There's never not a time.
Is it ever not going around?
It doesn't exist. So brought him home and then had to take Raf to school. It's school photo day. Like, just... Anyway, meanwhile, I'm calling Rebs and I was like, Iggy's at home. I know it's a record day. I don't know what to do. So then I'm pulling in favors. I'm calling my mum. Mum's like, oh, I'm not free until this time, but then I can go. So we are sandwiching in this record.
Yeah, we are like the top card on the top of the house of cards. No, the house of cards has fallen.
Oh, no, that's flat the floor, babe.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay.
It's a real patchwork day.
And you've got some insomnia.
Yeah. Oh, look, I'll get to this. Well, actually, you know what I don't have time for?
What don't you have time for?
All these hormonal changes and things I'm going through. Mm. Like, I've heard of premenstrual insomnia for years. Got a really good friend who's suffered with it for a long time. And I was like, always like, oh, that sucks for her. So glad it's not me. No, it's come for me.
I'll admit something. I've never heard of it. I don't have a friend with it. I know pregnancy insomnia.
Yeah.
Like the back of my hand. But talk it up.
Well, I'm looking into all of it because so I'm quite obsessed with hormones and cycles and things in my old age. I think that's obvious. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you probably know. I want to be in touch with my body. I'm way more in touch with my body than I've ever been, but there's definitely changes going on as I move, you know, further and further out the other side of postpartum, although aren't we always postpartum?
Forever postpartum.
Forever postpartum. But I've definitely noticed at the 5-year postpartum mark and then in the last, I'm going to say 12 months, some big changes. And as I near 40, I feel like, okay, I feel like I don't handle the testosterone and estrogen drops as well as I used to, or it feels more dramatic.
Can I just quickly add a little bit more context for new DLs?
Yes.
Revsy's a free bleeder. I don't know if that's a term, but basically she is not on any birth control.
Not on any hormonal birth control.
Yeah.
So I'm just, I've got a natural cycle.
You do.
Have for 3 years now. So like just feeling the feels of that. So I now have premenstrual insomnia for 3-4 days before I get my period. As of the last 3 or 4 months, I've had it consistently. So I think it's like me now, you know?
You just need that like a hole in the head, don't you?
I really don't. And it's like I'm actually not someone who struggles. Like my sleep issues in my life have been situational, caused by my frickin' children. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you, Jem, like I feel like I just got everyone sleeping in their own beds.
Through the night.
And the universe was like, oh, lol, everyone's sleeping through the night in their own beds. That's nice. Boom, let's give you some premenstrual insomnia. It's like 3-4 days and it's, you know, I feel very lucky I've not battled with it till now because, God, I know you have a lot and fuck, it's not all right, is it? Just literally lying there like it's 1 o'clock, it's 2 o'clock, it's 3 o'clock. Nope, I'm not even tired. I mean, you're exhausted.
Yes.
But you're like, I'm not anywhere near circling the drain of sleep, just lying here awake.
I mean, we literally wrote this into our show last year.
Yeah.
We toured talking about the sleep guilt when you're not asleep and the pressure you put on yourself to be asleep and then you start counting the hours until it's morning and you're like, well, if I go to sleep now, I'll get 3 hours and that's something. And then suddenly another hour's gone by and then a child inevitably wakes up.
But this is the thing. My kids have been angels. Angels, touch wood, touch wood. And it's now just, I guess, the testosterone surge or the estrogen. No, the testosterone surge just before your period.
So is that, sorry, I'm completely naive. While you have deep dived into all things hormones and cycles, I'm naive. I'm surface level.
Yeah.
I'm shit, my period's here.
But you know when you're like trying to conceive, your temperature goes up when you ovulate because that's because your estrogen, I believe.
Yep.
Oh my God, and now I'm scared to get it wrong. But anyway, it all ebbs and flows in these really dramatic ways around ovulation and then just before your period and then when your period comes. And those changes, I guess, are just affecting me more and more. Mm-hmm. My periods themselves are just not that bad, but all the pre, you know, like the bloating, the hunger, the moods, and now this insomnia, it's just really hectic. And I actually went to my doctor a week ago and I was like, hey, babe, listen, like I've a lot to get through. I've booked a triple appointment.
Wow.
I want to go over some things. First of all, I need a cervical screening. I'm 5 years. It's up. Let's do it. I also need a skin check. It's been 2 years. Let's do it. I did all the things.
Well done.
I got bloods done. I got my thyroid checked. She did like a full medical. And I was like, hey, I need you to have a good ferret around in my business and tell me if everything's all right.
What's your business, Revs?
My vag.
Okay.
Because I was having a good look recently and I was like, I'm ashamed to say, I don't know if this is normal because I've never really had a good look before.
When you say good look,
Do
you mean like a rummage around with your hands or literal
eyes
spread
on it.
Spread eagle looking in a mirror?
Look, just like bent over having a look.
You can't get a good look that way.
Well, she told me that. She's like, well, when you bend over, obviously everything moves.
Yes, and
like,
you need a hand mirror or like mirrored wardrobe and then just spread eagle that shit.
Well,
you know?
I don't have that, but I do have like a big bathroom mirror and a pedestal basin. So I just popped one foot up and tried to do that, but it was a little like, you know.
Okay. Was it confronting?
Well, I was just like, I'm ashamed to say, I couldn't tell you if anything's changed because can I admit something really anti-feminist and a bit sad?
Yeah.
I've never wanted to look.
Yeah, you're not well acquainted
I'm
with
like,
your vag.
I was always a bit scared to look at my vagina, which is, oh, how sad. Mm. But I don't know her, you know? Like I probably know how she feels and I know if something's off, but sight-wise, like I would never, you know, everyone's like, oh my God, if you looked at your vagina during pregnancy, I was like, no. Didn't look. Did you look post-birth? No, I was terrified.
Okay.
I was just like not fascinated at all. I was terrified to see it.
Can I just expand on that?
Yeah.
Like what were you terrified of?
That I would find it ugly Or like,
okay, is this a bit of ignorance is bliss?
Yeah. I think it's in the same category as not weighing myself for 15 years. Mm. You know, I just don't want to know. Like, I just don't need that information. But it is different because I don't need to know what I weigh. Mm. But I probably should know what like a very important part of my body looks like so that if there's changes, I'm aware.
I love that your laser lady would know what your vag looks like.
So many people would know. I even said to my partner, hey, I need you to have a look. And he's like, all right, we're at this stage. I was like, can you just have a look and like tell me if everything's how it normally is? He's like, do I need my phone torch? I was like, that feels confronting.
And so tell me, when you went to the Mona with Americano, because yes. I know you guys went last year.
Yeah, in Tasmania.
Inspired my trip with my husband. When you got to the wall of vaginas.
Yes, beautiful.
He picked out one that you were happy to be aligned with.
Yeah, isn't that a fun game everyone plays when they go to the Mona? Tell me which one's most like mine. Yeah, I was like, oh, that's pretty.
Great.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't feel like I'm that girl anymore who's scared of her vagina, but I obviously was for a long time. So anyway, I was having a good look and I'm looking around. Anyway, I said to my GP, can you just like do a really good internal exam and just tell me that everything's where it should be and whatever. Anyway, she actually had a student, you know, when you go to an appointment and they're
like a bad skit.
They're like, Dr. Blah Blah has a student with a female student. They always let you know it's female. Mm-hmm. You know, and they ask for your consent for that. Pre having kids, I used to hate it. And sometimes if I was feeling strong, I would say, oh no, I'd actually prefer not. But I'm like, oh my God, it's fine. I don't mind at all if there's a student. If anything, it just means you get a better appointment because the doctor's being extra thorough.
They are.
So anyway, so she's like, absolutely. So she gave like a 5-minute toot to my vagina.
Chatting to your vag.
And she went through every part of my anatomy. She's like, well, this is the labia minora and this is labia majora and this is, and some people have this, but this is this Kate and this is all normal. And then look, oh, here's the hymen remnants. I was like, wow.
Hymen remnants?
I was like, they're still there. Wow. Great.
Wild.
I know. And she went through everything and she did like an internal feel around and she basically put my mind at ease that everything was fine.
Great.
I'm not prolapsing in any way. Like she even complimented my episiotomy scar. I said my OB was very good. She's like, oh, who was she? She typed it out. You know, like it was very thorough and I instantly felt better.
Great.
So this is your sign to get your skin checked, to get your cervical screening, to have a medical if you haven't in the last few years. Got it. I feel so adult.
And do you feel that instant peace of mind kind of wash over you?
Yes, because I've never had a mammogram yet. Like I know we're getting to that stage of life where we're going to be like lots of appointments. I just feel like, you know, a lot of people's parents are unwell or we've lost people over the years and we're definitely getting to that stage of life where you really, I mean, the sense of invincibility is evaporated. Mm. Like I think we all now really understand our mortality and as our kids get older and all that stuff. I don't want to bring it too dark, but yeah, I was just getting really anxious about needing to know that medically everything, you know, is nice and squeaky. And my partner's American. Maybe this is an American state of mind, but he does a full medical bloods everything every year.
Every year?
Once a year. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's just like, oh yeah, I want that. Like, I just want to know, like it's all tickety boo, you know?
Fascinating. Just back to your hormones, because I've been chatting with a few friends who have had consistent cycles nearly their entire lives, even through having kids, like when their period returns postpartum and they're back on their 32-day cycle or 26-day cycle, whatever it is, there's chat around, oh my God, I had a 35-day cycle and then it got backed up with a 24-day cycle.
Oh.
Now, some of these friends I'm talking about are in their 40s, early 40s. And I'm wondering, Revs, do you think you've got a bit of perimenopause?
No. I asked my GP about this because I was like, you know, I'm having these changes. Like, could it be perimenopause? She's like, no, I don't see any signs of peri. And she asked me like a bunch of questions.
When she says see any signs, what is she referring to?
Or she asked me a bunch of questions about like, you know, temperature, check this, like moody stuff, like all these things. And none of it really was
resonated.
None of it resonated. And my periods, like the blood, I guess, hasn't changed at all, like the type of bleeding. She's like, Kate, to be honest, you've at least got 10 more years of fertility.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
The reason why I ask is because you got your period so I early.
Asked her. I yeah. asked her about this yeah. for you DLs.
Yes.
Because we've often mused.
Yeah.
Well, I got my period when I was 10. So does that mean I'm going to go through menopause early? She's like, well, actually, that's been debunked. Because apparently there was a theory floating around that mm-hmm. that's how it happened. She's like, if anything, they're now thinking you could be delayed.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, great.
Because you kind of want to get it over and done with.
I don't know. It doesn't sound great. Like, I'd love a little bit of respite before I start another major life moment.
They do say that you can look to your mum.
Nope, she debunked that too. That's been debunked.
Fuck. Yeah. That's annoying for me.
Yeah.
Because my mum and I have the same lengths of labor with our kids. And that's a thing because the midwives ask you, like, do you know how long your mum took to birth you?
Yeah, but my mum took 6 hours with both. And I was 20 and totally. 25 or something.
But my mum says, because I've been asking her recently about menopause because I think I've got a growing fascination with hormones. And like you, Rebs, I'm free bleeding, have been since I gave birth to Iggy. I just decided not to go back on any sort of birth control. Foolishly or brilliantly, I don't
know.
We'll see. Time will tell. But I've started to notice things like feeling my ovulation and noticing my moods because there was a period there, pardon the pun, where I thought that maybe I had pre-period rage sometimes. Like I was getting a PMS that felt like a little bit unhinged, where I was irritable to a level that felt kind of maniacal in a way. So I was sort of investigating that a little bit, but nothing too much. But it's made me go, what's in my future? Oh, that's right, perimenopause and then menopause.
And then menopause.
So I had this chat with my mum and mum was like, it's such a spectrum.
Mm.
Like some women, their menopause lasts years.
Years, yeah.
And it's really intense.
And you can be peri for 10 years.
Yeah. Whereas my mum, she said, I had a really manageable menopause.
Yeah,
my mum
did too.
It wasn't easy, but she said it lasted about 2 years. And she said, you'll just like be in the middle of a conversation and all of a sudden you have a hot flush. And
I was
like,
they sound awful.
I said, hard. Like, what does it feel like? And mum's like, it's like a rush from your toes literally to your head and it just comes in a wave and all of a sudden you're like schwitzing and sweating and you got to catch your breath a bit. And mum's like, in her experience, she could get on with it. But then I've also got friends with other mums where it's all consuming and they have to consider their day. Where am I going to be? What am I wearing? Am I going to be okay? Yeah. Anyway, I've just sort of.
And men just like live their lives, don't they? They just live their lives, just go about their lives.
And their privilege is rarely recognized by them.
I know. In fact, they get mad when we call it privilege because I didn't do it. It's not my fault. It's like, yeah, it's not your fault, but like, fuck, just live your life.
It's hard not to be jealous. You know how we talk about how jealousy isn't huge in our orbit of our personalities? I think that is one area.
Just want to be a man.
Jealousy.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to be a man.
Okay.
I love being a woman.
Yep.
But I am jealous that men have it easier physiologically.
They just walk around like spoofing here.
Yeah, just planting their seeds.
Like not bloated ever. Yeah. Just like wearing what they want.
Feeling balanced hormonally.
Not having to think about the events around times of the month.
Yeah, or period care.
Yeah, although, sorry. I'm just obsessed with my Hazomi. I'm obsessed with it. It's changed my life. Changed my life. I now do not worry so much about the bleed. I actually find ovulation worse now because it's like I can't do anything about it. There's no relief. You just have to ride it out.
Yeah.
I look like 3 months pregnant. I'm uncomfortable and crampy.
It's so unfair to have that during ovulation because literally 10 days later you're going to be bloated again but with blood.
Yeah, I know. I prefer the bleed phase now because I'm like, relief. At least there's relief. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, hormones. I just feel like they've ruled my whole life. But, you know, I'm really proud of myself for doing this like medical audit because I was starting to get a little stressy.
It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
If it's niggling, you got to scratch that itch.
Yeah.
And then you can chill.
Did you ever book that doctor's appointment you were supposed to book 3 weeks ago? Yeah, crickets. She hasn't done it. You fucking kill me, girlfriend.
I tried.
What do you mean?
Oh, no, I remember what happened. I went to make the phone call in the car after I left you 3 weeks ago when Rebs was like, go book a doctor's appointment. And then I was trying to call them, but then my mum called and usurped the phone.
Yeah, but then reception. I sent 3 follow-up texts and a follow-up voice note telling you to call your
doctor. Yeah, but
then
my kids had admin and Iggy has eczema. Like, I got to tend to their needs. I'll get there.
Okay.
You know, there are two types of people. There's people like me who need to be on death's door before they take Panadol, hate going to the doctors. Yep. And then there's people like Revs who are borderline hypochondriacs.
No, I'm not at all.
I know. I knew I was going to get pushed back on that.
Because I'm not at all. I'm not at all.
Well, compared to me.
Compared to you, I am. But like everyone's a hypochondriac compared to you. Jem really does have to be like shaking and unwell to take a Panadol, which is, you know, that's fine. But fucking book date doctor's appointment.
Okay.
Ad break.
Got to keep the lights on.
Hey, Jem, want to play a game?
Do I ever not want to play a game?
Okay. If you lost your makeup bag, what are the three MCO beauty products you would immediately repurchase?
Flawless Glow Luminous Skin Filter.
Okay. They didn't even hesitate.
Well, it's my first step. Primer, concealer in one.
And it creates that dewy finish that we love.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So number two would be the Super Glow Bronzing Drops.
Knew it. Called it.
I mean, I love the Sun-Kissed Bronze look, obviously. Especially as we're going into the cooler months, Remzi.
It's so hydrating.
Yep. And my last pick would be...
Extend Lash Mascara.
Ah, of course. My fave.
Well, it's everyone's favourite tubular mascara, actually.
So, DLs, head into Chemist Warehouse, Woolworths, Big W, or jump online to mcobeauty.com to stock up on all of their cult faves.
And check out their new products today.
You know what I don't have time for?
What don't you have time for?
My seven-year itch.
Oh, great. I'm glad you're bringing this today. I've wanted to talk about this for a while.
I'm not in the mood to blow up my life.
No,
thank God. And move to a different country or change careers. None of that is in my universe. Don't want to leave my marriage. All of that stuff is fine. But I am feeling this overwhelming need to change up something.
Mm.
You know, Revs and I have this conversation frequently, how we are lovers of change.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of different types of people, there are definitely two types of people. There are people who resist change and then those who almost need change to survive.
Yeah.
And I'm so used to moving around. My life is full of variety and this, I still have that to a degree. I mean, having kids offers variety on the regular, but this is the longest time Hubs and I have ever lived in one place.
Mm-hmm.
Wild. Yeah. 4 years.
Oh my God, it's not even that long.
Since I left home, I've never lived anywhere for more than 4 years.
Yeah, okay.
Ever. So I'm not interested in moving. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I was really inspired by a conversation that I had with someone very recently, and I feel like I need to talk about it.
Okay.
So for context, having a game night. So I've got this crew of peeps. We're board game nerds. We catch up once every, I want to say 6 weeks to 2 months, and we play a complex board game. It's fabulous. Gamers will understand.
Totally.
Revs is like,
thank God you have each other.
Revs is like, sounds like my idea of hell.
Yeah, no, but I love it for you guys.
Thank you.
You know, you've got to do it, but just don't do it with me.
No, you're not invited.
I know, it's great.
We're very strategic about who partakes in this.
It's good.
Anyway, she just casually dropped, I'm going to India next week. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? Since when? Like, give me the goss. And she said, I'm so nervous about this because she's got a one-year-old.
Oh, she's going by herself.
Yes.
Oh, fun.
So I kind of want to share this story because I think it's really beautiful and really inspiring. But basically she was scrolling Instagram and she follows this ceramicist, a famous ceramicist whose work inspires her, who she loves. And they did a post on Instagram saying, 3 spots left for my ceramics retreat in India. And she took a screenshot of it and like sent it to her husband and was like, oh, lol, wouldn't this be the dream? And he wrote back going, well, if not now, then when?
I've got goosebumps.
Yes.
I love him.
Yes.
I love him.
And she thought he was kind of joking. She was like, oh yeah. And he was like, no, like seriously.
Book it.
Why not?
I'm inspired.
It was inspiring. And then of course we do that thing as parents where you suddenly download the schedule for the coming weeks and then you find reasons. Oh, but this. And how are you going to handle, you know, taking care of everyone else? And he was like, no, you got to do this. And it opened up a chat between them about, we are going to have kids under our roof, highly likely, for the next 18 to 20 years.
Yep.
2 decades. Are we really going to wait?
To live.
To do things?
Yeah.
Because I think we do put life on hold for ourselves. Now, I understand there's privilege comes with this, like to be able to afford flights. I think they did it on points or something.
Cool.
But they made it a priority in that moment for her.
Oh.
And anyway, she's there right now. And I've just been living vicariously through her on her Instagram, making all these beautiful ceramic pieces. And it's an intimate crew of women and they're in India.
Stop.
And it's 10 days.
Wow.
It's not even like a 3-day retreat, which is my current goal.
Yeah. You can't go to India for 3 days.
No, you cannot. But they do the yoga and the healthy eating and all that, and then do pottery and ceramics every single day, which is so fucking cool.
So cool.
And it got me thinking again about my 50 by 50 list.
Yes.
Now, for DLs who missed it, in a subscriber episode previously called D&M, we recorded an episode talking through a 50 by 50 list. Revs has done
40 by 40.
It was meant to be a 40 by 40. And
mine
then
still is.
Revs's is a 40 by 40 list. I panicked because I was like, that's in 2 years. Yeah. That's 18 months
soon. For me.
18 months for you.
Yeah.
And I just, to be honest, I self-sabotaged. I was like, I can't accomplish all of these things in 2 years. And my dreams were big.
Yeah.
And some of them require a 10-year lead up or runway, if you will. But anyway,
you got to organize your net bank to have all your different little. Jem has so many little saving accounts. Like, this one's for the ski trip in 8 years. Like, she's so organized and planned.
Well, yes. I mean,
I love it.
You need money to do things. You've got to plan and save for this shit, you know? So one of the things that was on my 50 by 50 list was to have more girls' weekends away.
Yes.
And that is something that I'm very excited to share that I have put into action. I had a conversation with Hubs, and this was inspired by Sean Zepps.
Yes.
We had an amazing chat with Sean Zepps. Sorry, I'm really plugging.
Also in the subscriber feed.
I know. I don't mean to keep plugging the subscriber apps, but just some really cool and interesting chats in there. And while I'm here, if you do subscribe, you get access to the entire back catalog.
Yes.
So you can find all of these episodes. But Sean Zepps has a thing that he does with his husband where they give each other 2 weeks a year.
Four.
No, it's four in total.
No. It's 4 weeks each a year.
No, it's two.
It's four, babe.
It's two each.
It's not. I'm telling you, it's a month each.
I'm challenging
this. And they're allowed to, you can use it however you want. You can use 3 days here, 2 weeks there. You can. That's how they do it.
Okay.
I love that you were like, that's too much. I'm overwhelmed. No, I'll halve it.
Two was too much, in my opinion.
Anyway,
and yes,
they do a month each.
They do 2 weeks each. It's fine.
I can't wait to prove you wrong on this.
I can't wait to prove you wrong.
Okay, anyway.
So
what are you doing?
We're doing a week each.
Oh, it's nothing. Anyway, great. That's good. That's good.
Revs.
Start somewhere.
Got to learn to walk before you can run.
Yeah, like, whatever. No, I like to dive.
I know you do, and so do I, but baby steps, okay? A week is a lot. Like, if I would say that most couples don't do an annual order and go, okay, if I have 7 days to do what I want with it, what would I do with it? I would suggest
it's awesome. I'm here for this.
Yes.
Continue.
So anyway, I've booked a girls' trip away and I'm just really excited to put these new things in action.
Now, I love you and I'm here for this.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Great. Now, I've put this into action. I booked this. Did you or did you say yes to someone else booking a weekend away?
Oh, no, I totally said yes.
Okay, good. Because I just said to Jem this morning, so where are you guys going this weekend? She goes, I don't know. I was like, what do you mean? She goes, I don't know. I just paid the money.
I don't care. I don't care where I go. I enjoy the idea of being in the company of women in a bed without rugrats waking me up every freaking hour through the night.
Yes.
And I'm going to hurt feelings here. I don't know if I'm more excited about spending time with a group of women I adore or sleeping.
Well, today it would be sleeping.
Today, uninterrupted
you
sleep.
You get both. It's brilliant. You've got to do it. Mm-hmm. Like your mate who's in India.
Yeah.
She's going to be the fucking best wife, the best mum, the best employee, everything when she gets back from that trip. That trip will sustain her for months.
Yes.
It is like, it's such a cliche, but sometimes cliches are just what we need to say out loud. You can't pour from an empty, beautiful ceramic cup.
No, you cannot.
You have to fill that cup.
Yes.
Or you're just a cunt.
Totally. Like,
that's just the truth.
C-bomb.
It's just the truth.
Hunji P. And she is getting creative rest.
Yeah.
You know, she is filling that cup.
Yes.
I really believe in this concept of creative rest.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to get it is to carve out space. You know, Rebsy and I, obviously ideas are percolating around our show. We haven't announced it yet. We're definitely not touring this year and we definitely won't be announcing it Control, Alt, Delete everything I've said. But basically, all right, we're not touring, but we're going on a writer's retreat.
Oh, my God.
I'm giving everything away. Because we wanted to carve out
space.
A bubble of yep. space so that we can really write the best show that we're not touring this year. Basically.
I love it when you blow up the plans. Sorry. It's great. No, I'm here for it. No, yeah, you have to. Like, it's absolutely everything.
So I guess I want to challenge our DLs a little, like just to sit for a moment and go, what would I do if I was gifted a week of time to do whatever you want, whether it's to go on a retreat or maybe do that trek in New Zealand.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It can be anything. Maybe it's one night away on your own in a hotel.
Yes.
Because you are stuck under a baby and you finally got it on the bottle.
Yeah.
And you're like, I could do one night away. One of our besties, Liv, did this where she booked one night away in the city.
And I think she's like, I'm out.
Yeah. And she just said to her husband, I just need sleep and I need time out. And she did it. And you never regret this.
No. Not to get greedy, but if you can do two nights, because the first night is very hard to relax when you've been wired for months and months or even years, that first night in a weird place with the aircon, you can't get it right and the pillow isn't quite right, you know, can be tricky. Gosh, not to push the friendship, but if you can do two nights, take it.
My mate in India, she in the lead up started feeling mad guilt about leaving the kids because it is a long time. I don't think she's ever left her 1 year old son.
And you can't get home quickly from India.
No, you can't.
That's the thing in your mind. You're like, if something went wrong, you know, could I get back quickly? No.
Yeah. And I said all the platitudes of like, park the guilt, this is for you. But you know, you can't compete with real feelings, can you? You can tell yourself whatever you want. But I'm just really happy for her that she's gone and she's going to have this enriching experience and she's going to come home with clarity and she's going to be refreshed.
Ugh.
And I'm just really inspired by it.
Yeah.
And I really believe that there are inexpensive things that you can do. I know money is tight at the moment for a lot of people and it's very stressful. And the idea of doing something for yourself that costs money can weigh heavily. I totally get that.
But you can go stay with a friend.
Yes.
Or your parents' house.
Yes. Have you got that friend
after?
Move to the Central Coast and you're like,
we've all got that friend. Sorry, that's a very Australia, New South Wales joke. But during COVID, like everybody moved out of Sydney.
Yep.
There's always somewhere to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just do a night away.
Yes. Yes. On the 7 year itch, it's funny. I actually got a voice note from my sister this morning talking about like stages of separation. She's like, you know, you talked about when the adrenaline runs out. I think I'm there. And I was like, oh God. Oh no. Buy something, paint something, like do something to your house.
Get a dopamine fix.
Cut your hair. Don't cut your hair. But like, you know, do something. Like I said, you need to quickly
shake it up.
Quickly get some dopamine.
Yeah.
But I find a DIY project, even if you have to undo it, will like scratch that itch for a little bit. Paint your kitchen cabinets. Paint a room.
Are you telling this to yourself?
Everyone. These are little things. It's like when I wanted to dye my hair copper and someone's like, buy something.
Revs, are you one of those people who comfortably builds furniture or do you hire someone on Airtasker?
No, I don't mind putting it. Okay. I'm not good at it.
No.
Like I'll have to undo it twice and redo it, but I don't mind chucking in a podcast and
following instructions is not your forte.
Hate following instructions.
And I'm not surprised that you miss steps and then have to go back.
I actually get like mad at the instructions like it's my dad or something. I'm like, you can't tell me what to do. And then halfway through, I'm like, there was a reason you put the, because now it's all coming home to roost.
Yeah.
I didn't put the little things, the dowels in and it's falling apart.
Yeah. And look, the drawers don't open. I didn't install the runners, but that's cool.
It's fine. It looks great.
I'll wiggle it out, shove it back in. No biggie.
I don't need the things in that drawer anyway.
So I'm sitting on a small DIY project. It's a product that arrived early December.
Okay.
We're now March. Have I built it?
Yes, you can. What is it?
Bob the Builder. It's a laundry hamper.
Okay.
Niche.
Why does it need building?
I know. And this is the wildest thing about it is it's a fancy laundry hamper.
Yeah, I'd want to have compartments.
But there's steps. And I'm like, you know, I paid a lot. It's like bin gate. All over again.
Okay.
Remember how I sat on this fancy bin?
Yep.
OGDLs will know that there's a $500 bin that I had my eye on for months. As I'm saying it, it sounds completely absurd.
It's absurd.
I talked about it on the podcast for weeks because I just felt like I couldn't justify spending $500 on a bin.
And thank God you didn't.
And I ended up not.
Because no one should drop $500 on a bin.
It's absurd. I spent $140 instead. Anyway, the bin is serving me really well at the moment. But then I got served on Instagram this fancy laundry hamper.
Okay, talk me through it because I can't. I'm not picturing anything other than a laundry hamper. Well, like, are there types?
It feels trivial and silly. But basically the hamper was about $150.
Okay.
Which I think is a lot of money.
It's a lot for a laundry hamper.
Yeah, for a container, essentially.
For a bag in a box.
That's it. And my husband, bless him, saw me on this website.
Right.
Spending a lot of time on this website because, you know, I need to like look at the specs. And then I YouTubed people's reviews of this laundry hamper.
Wow.
And he turned to me and said, can we not have another bin situation? Buy the damn hamper.
If not now, when?
He's like, yeah. Maybe I need to drop India trips to him. I get a bit of that. And he said, just buy the hamper, babe. He's like, look how much research you've done. Just fucking buy it. Anyway, I bought it in December and I haven't built it.
Can describe this thing.
Okay. It's by Joseph.
Okay.
Which is famous for clever and beautiful design of your everyday items.
Right.
They also have a bin. It is also prohibitively expensive. And no, I do not own one. I can pass on the Joseph bin, but I couldn't pass on the Joseph laundry basket.
Right.
This isn't my not spawn, by the way. I do not endorse fancy hampers and I haven't built it, so I can't tell you if it's good or shit. But essentially, it's got two compartments.
Yep.
It's just, I'm not selling it. It's slick in design.
How? Describe it.
I can't describe it.
What's it made of?
I don't know.
Wood? Fabric?
Fabric, which makes it sound even cheaper. But essentially it's got two compartments and it's got handles. I might need to create an Instagram reel to demonstrate it when I build it.
Stop.
Yeah.
It's fabric.
It's a fabric exterior oblong shape thing. Mm-hmm. And then at the top it's got two compartments because Hubs and I have one laundry basket and the kids have another. I like to separate our laundry. And when it fills to the top, it has handles and it comes out thank you.
Yeah.
And then there's a handle at the base of the bag so you can tip it with ease.
Lovely.
I feel like you're.
No, I love it. Lovely.
I feel like you're indulging me, but you don't mean it.
No.
With feeling.
Sorry, I'll get it up for you. Wow. No, it's lovely. I love form and function coming together.
Form and function.
Love it.
That's what it is.
But so what do you have to assemble if it's just bags of fabric inside other bags of fabric?
Like the container, the hard shell.
What, you never said anything about a hard shell.
I'm dropping it now.
Do you mean like tent poles inside?
No, I don't know. I haven't built it, so I don't know.
Okay, we're going to need a picture of this thing on our Instagram because I at the moment it's sounding like a sack with other sacks inside the sacks with lots of handles.
Okay.
I'm sure it's lovely.
I may regret this entire chat.
Need I bring up that for someone who vehemently hates laundry, you love a laundry accessory?
Well, you know how I hate exercise.
Yeah.
Sometimes I go, I know, I'll buy new exercise gear.
Yeah.
And that will make me go.
Yeah, it does.
I'm copying and pasting.
Yep.
That theory to laundry. I hate laundry, but if I have a nice laundry hamper, it might make me want to do it.
Yeah. If you've got an extra handle, you can handle it. Okay. Well, if not now, when, Gemma, go home and build it.
I know. I just
build it? I still don't understand what needs building.
I'll do a video. Okay.
Sure. Well, is that your not spun?
No, it's not my not spun.
Well, then hit me with your not spun. Come on.
Have I got a not spun for you? I'm very excited about this not spun because it's kind of changed my life a little bit.
You.
It's the mermaid hair tool.
Yeah. The waver.
Yes.
Yes.
So, DLs, this is the tool for the girl who cannot do hair.
Mm-hmm.
I have bought several straighteners, curling irons, curling wands. I hate doing hair. I get enthusiastic for like a second and then I've done a third of my head and then I'm like, I brush it out and put it in a slick back bun because I'm just not good at it.
Truth.
I don't enjoy it. I can't get the curls right. My fingers are burning, all of it. Mermaid hair tool.
Mm.
For context, when Revs and I shot our promo campaign, we had this fabulous hair gal who did our hair. Her name's Jade. And she used this mermaid. I don't want to say crimper.
It's a waver.
It cheapens
it's
the whole thing.
It's called the mermaid waver.
All right, the waver. In my hair. And I said, what sorcery is this?
Yes.
And why is it so quick?
We had a big chat about Luke's for the year. Mm-hmm. We had a bit of an art direction huddle and we decided the barrel bridesmaid curls are not Chum's vibe anymore. No. It's not right for Jem. It's looking too bridesmaidy.
Yep.
Makes you a bit mumsy in a mm-hmm. weird way. It's like not working for you anymore and we need to mix it up and we need to lean into your beach life yes. vibes.
So she did my hair. I loved the look. She's like,
so nice.
You need a mermaid hair wand in your life.
Waver.
Waver. All right. Whatever. I got one.
Great.
And I used it for the Taylor Swift concert. Yes.
And I loved it.
And I was shooketh.
Yeah.
Over how easy it was.
Yeah.
Now, you know, with those tongs where you have to like wrap your hair around mm-hmm. it and then you got to like count.
There's
to
technique.
Yeah. And you got to count to 10. Mm. This, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, done.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, done. And you can get big chunks of hair.
Yep.
It is the hair tool for dummies.
Yeah. It's very easy.
Yes.
Yes.
Can recommend.
Yep.
It's also pretty if yeah. that matters to you.
Yeah.
We'll say there are two types of mermaid hair wavers. Mm-hmm. There's a big chunky one.
I've got that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They brought out a new one.
Yeah. A bit littler.
It's leaner. It's lighter. You know, I get arm pain during hair and it works really well. Revsy, I didn't know you had one.
You get arm pain.
I do.
There are world wars. You know, I get arm pain curling my hair.
Well, it's uncomfortable. My traps start hurting.
Oh, my God.
And then I give up. I don't want to do it. I don't want to be there. It takes too long. I am not into beauty the way you are.
I know, I know.
I don't have the patience for it. But what's blowing my mind is you've been sitting on a gold mine. Why wasn't the mermaid hair waver your knot spawn like mid last year?
I don't know.
Okay. Good chat. Guys, can you tell we're tired? DLs can definitely tell.
No. Come on. We've got to bring it.
Yeah. All right. Moving right along.
Hear me with your nuts. I'm going. Okay. Mine is so unsexy and it goes with your hamper.
What is it?
Did you know if you wash your towels with wool wash, your towels and your robes, anything made of terry toweling,
yeah,
they become like hotel fluffy, beautiful towels and robes.
Was this something you saw on TikTok?
No, someone told me and I was like, nah. And then I bought it and I was like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I ask, never in my life have I ever bought wool wash.
Yeah.
Is
wool
that
wash. It's hard to say with an Aussie accent. Wool wash.
Is it a detergent or is it like a powder?
I got the liquid one. It's okay. Like from Coles and Woolies. Like when you buy your Omo.
How is it different to say fabric softener?
I didn't read anything about it. I just did what I was told and bought it and put it in the washing machine. Fabric softener is the worst thing for towels and robes.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
the worst thing.
I confess I don't use fabric softener, period.
Oh, I love fabric softener.
Oh,
I like the smells.
All right.
Yeah.
But you can get nice smelling detergent.
Yeah. I don't know. So, because I recently bought a robe.
Yep.
And the lady in the shop.
Can that be your knot spawn?
No, my knot spawn is wool wash. Like, stay with me.
I'm interested in the robe.
No, it's about the wash.
Okay.
And she's like, now wash this on cold with wool wash. And I was like, okay. And then she's like, and in fact, do all your towels, bath mats, whatever.
Yeah.
Your terry toweling bucket hats, do all of it on wool wash. Game changer.
Story checks.
Story checks.
Not to hijack your knot spawn, but I'm stuck on the robe.
No, it was a gift. It wasn't even for me.
Okay, fine. Yeah. But I've got my eye on a homie robe.
Same.
Oh, you do?
Let's get them for the tour we're not going on.
I just can't justify the cost.
I know.
They're like $130.
I know, but the dopamine.
I know. And they're stripy and they're pretty and they're colourful.
Yeah.
Can we put it in the show budget?
I don't do drugs. I feel like
so we put our drug budget?
Yeah. I feel like we're allowed a bit of a dopamine budget.
Okay.
You know, I don't do coke. Mm-hmm. Don't do mushrooms. Don't do acid. So homie robe should be fine.
Okay.
I'm saving money.
All right. Brilliant.
Let's get some.
Let's add to cart immediately.
They're, if you don't know, guys, they're the stripy, vibrant, really dopamine-y.
Thick, fluffy. They say it's like a hotel robe, but cool pattern and design.
Yeah, very fun.
It's true.
It looks like Yo Cabba Cabba in terry toweling.
It really does. That's why I think we need to own them.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we're going shopping. Well, this has been Lucy Goosey. Thanks for sticking around, you legends.
And promise we will be back in your ears with a much more well put together episode on Friday. It's a bestie hotline.
Yep. Oh, ring, ring. And otherwise, if you want more of us, obviously you can jump into our subscriber show, More Time for This, where you get more of this top shelf journalistic prowess with a back catalogue of 18 months. We love you guys.
Have a wonderful week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.